The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, here got up last night, and all three of his nipples got hard. Let's talk about it on Tuesday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I control the thermostat.
Well, okay. That's
in
not,
summer
nobody
to
cares about that
what?
Real fast. Is like the third nipple got hard?
Yes, it was that cold.
For those who may be listening to the first day, can we explain something? That DJ Automatic has a third nipple.
It's mini. It's tiny. You can't even say it looks like a birthmark. But Dana loves to talk about it. Ever since I told her about it, she loves to talk about it.
I would have never even noticed if you hadn't told me you had it.
All right.
I think that we had already been to Pound Town quite a few times before he told me about
I was comfortable
it.
Enough to tell you, to give you my little secret, and now you put it out on the airwaves for everyone to
well,
know
I'm
about.
Comfortable.
And so when some random person comes to talk to me, they're like thinking, oh, this dude has a third nipple.
And it was cold.
And it's tiny.
And it was
cold.
Hard the other day, though.
It was hard because...
It was not hard.
Yes, it was.
Okay, first of all, Dana likes to control the thermostat. She gets mad if I turn it up or turn it down or anything. So
I
she keeps
it warm right now.
It's 68 degrees in the house.
That's warm.
I get out from underneath the covers.
What? Hold on. It's 68 degrees. Go ahead, Automatic.
Our house is usually at 80.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little bewildered and why it's at 68.
Because it's cold outside.
Because I don't want the
She doesn't turn it on.
You know, the electric.
And so I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I caught a chill. I'm not going to lie. And I told Dana. I'm like, man, it's cold in here. Who said turn up the heater?
On. You don't have a shirt on. You're in your underwear. You don't got any socks on. Like my nana used to say, oh, you cold? Put some clothes on.
I thought, from this whole story, I thought Automatic's third nipple was going to be the weirdest thing about this thing, but it's not.
What do you mean?
It's actually your thermostat behavior, Dana. So you guys stay hot during the summer, and then come wintertime, it just freezes.
And I'm the cheap one.
Oh, my God.
And I'm the cheap one, right? Dude. Everyone says, auto's so cheap.
Yeah. There's multiple reasons that I do this. Number one, that's the way I was taught. Number two, it saves us money. Number three, I'm saving the planet. Okay?
By not turning on the heater, you're saving the planet? No. No.
I'm so cold.
You're just freezing me slowly.
And we have great fodder. To talk about your third nipple on the radio.
Such a Latina mom. That's what that is. That's all that is.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with International Volunteer Day.
Woo!
All right.
Salute.
Yeah. Feel good. Teach your children early. Make them go with you to volunteer. It'll become a tradition in your family.
Oh, there you go.
Learn empathy.
We also got National Bathtub Party Day. Hey, ooh, it's warm in there.
It is. When you get out, that third nipple is going to be hot.
Best sure, bathtub party, Bert and Ernie.
Hello.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
All right. And wrap it up on International Day of the Ninja, which is exciting to me because I've always dreamt of being a ninja.
Dude,
I could never be a ninja though, mainly because of the discipline.
Did you have throwing stars?
Oh, I did have.
I had throwing stars when I was little.
The boys at school with that, they scared
of. Oh yeah, I take them to school.
No, the boys in my school would. Gosh, have you ever gotten hit by one of those things?
No.
Well, anyway, okay. So you want to be a ninja, Anthony?
Yes.
And you can. Lupa Fiasco's a ninja. If he can do it, you can do it.
You see how that's not working out for him.
DJ Automatic.
So. He's going to be a ninja? What do I want to be?
Yeah.
I want to be just make-believe land.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be a WWE superstar then. I'll be the Undertaker.
If you're Bad dramatic. Bunny did it, you could do it.
I'd be way better than Bad Bunny,
exactly.
Okay?
I want to be a runway model for Fashion Week in New York.
Okay.
We're living in fantasy land here.
Thank you very much. I am 5'2", and I weigh about as much as those 6'1" models do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, let's talk about this real quick. Sneaking into your parents' room and trying to find your presents.
Oh.
Automatic Anthony A, did you ever do that when you were little?
Of course I did.
I did.
I knew you were. I knew you did right away because you are a bad kid.
How was that a bad kid? I was a curious kid.
That's the way I would describe myself, dude. I always did it, and it was always like counterproductive because then I would always end up getting disappointed with my gift.
So many times.
I would have to be disappointed for like 2 weeks and then fake being happy on Christmas Day.
I really wanted this t-shirt. Plain t-shirt.
I never did that. Because I was an only child, and I was told that Santa Claus was the only person that gave me presents, so I didn't know there were presents hidden around the house or anything. I was just, you know, I waited for the sleigh and everybody to come pulling up, Rudolph and everybody.
Well, not all of us, Dana, had this fairy tale Christmas that you had, right?
Well, sometimes fairy tale.
My parents wanted the credit, okay?
Yeah, dog.
We had parent presents and then we had Santa presents.
Exactly.
Oh. And I'm not gonna lie, parent presents were always better than Santa presents. Always.
They want
wanted that credit.
My mom would hate on Santa Claus because he would always show her out, bro. Always bring us a real PlayStation, and my mom would just bring us the games.
Did you guys open Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Ooh,
we did one on Christmas Eve and everything else Christmas morning. Like Christmas Eve, I had like a little something in my stocking that I would be able to. It was mainly fruit and stuff.
You had fruit in your stocking?
I remember one year it was an orange. Another year I had an apple and a toothbrush.
If we're talking about things we didn't do, stockings is one thing my family did not do at all.
Oh, you had stockings.
And I think it's because I was a Christmas baby. So I think they put me in a stocking when they delivered me my parents. And I think it's
maybe
my mom. Yeah, I think it's my mom for
you
flashbacks.
You were the present, Anthony. You were the present. Man, I gotta ask you something. As a Christmas baby, do you always get like not so great presents?
You get less. You get less, and it's the worst thing ever.
You
gotta
share birthday and Christmas.
You would think you would get at least one big one because it's like double for you.
Yeah, you would think that, Auntie Karen, but I don't. All right, I still remember that deodorant kit you gave me, dog.
Best present you ever got when you were little.
I got the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's a big one. Any kind of gaming system, right?
My favorite gift I ever got was a flag football set for my grandma. That was really cool, too.
Oh, Anthony, yeah. That's a big one.
How about you, Dana? Better not be an orange.
I do remember one year getting a pair of pants that had a clover leaf on the back pocket that said, rub for luck.
What?
They were my favorites till I wore them to school.
Santa didn't like you.
What was your favorite best present you ever got? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nelly and Ashanti are having a baby. Let's talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, a celebrity birthday
first.
Oh,
man. Speaking of musicians during that time, Carrie Hilson celebrating her birthday.
Oh, wow.
And we also have some YouTubers celebrating their birthday as well. Jules LeBlanc and Unspeakable celebrating their birthday.
All right, so let's get started with Lil Wayne. He's disappointed in Andre 3000, formerly half of OutKast, remember? Andre just put out a flute project and I guess said some things that Wayne didn't agree with. Take a listen.
I read a depressing quote or two from someone that I respect a lot in music. And they were asked why you ain't been doing, you know, music or whatever. And they was like, man, what I'm going to talk about when I'm in my 40s? At our age, you may hear what's going on and feel like I'm so out of that. But I say, I don't listen. I just go in my little hole. I love what I do. Yeah. Put it out and hope for swing for the fences, man.
Yeah, I feel as if this makes me like Lil Wayne a little bit more now. Because you could tell, you know, there's a saying of like, never meet your heroes. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne's going through what we all go through every day when a famous person lets you down. Ugh. You're like, no, but it could be worse, Lil Wayne. You know, Andre 3000 could have started doing a podcast. So let's just,
have the flute album.
Yeah.
But the thing is the flute album was his growth. That's not everyone's growth. Jay-Z put out an album in his 40s. And Lil Wayne's 40 now.
That's basically what Andre 3000 did, is say to these guys, you don't matter. And they do. And that's why Lil Wayne clapped back.
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's talk about Beyonce. Speaking of someone who matters, her movie Renaissance is number one, only released in select theaters, and made $21 million.
Shout out to the Beehive.
Yeah, man. Blake Lively pulled up. We had Taylor Swift out there. But no one looked more beautiful than my girl Beyonce with her silver hair and her silver outfit.
So many people tagged me on that picture saying, that looks just like your wife, Dana.
Well, I think it does look like me.
And I would, sure to be honest, you guys have the same color hair.
At least that.
Where it stops.
Pretty much. I'm putting it side by side up. Me and Beyonce, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Now let's talk about Nelly and Ashanti. They're having a baby. They've confirmed they're pregnant. I'm so excited for these two, proving that love can work a second time around. Nelly admitted that he just didn't treat her right. And he was sorry about it, and he wanted to prove that he could be a better man.
I'm happy for Ashanti because she's having her first baby at 43 years old.
Yeah, congratulations.
She finally got one in, and then I think Nelly had two other babies. So,
well, it's not even that. Think about what Lil Wayne said. Your life's over. The life's just beginning, okay? Let's go. Congratulations to this beautiful
couple.
Your
knees won't work the same, but it's just beginning.
They work the same for Ashanti.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This time of year, I want to know about free food, and we got to. One of the most famous burger spots is hooking it up. That's in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Oh, this time of year, think about this question. What cures the common cold? What is a study that Stanford University just conducted, and they say nothing.
Oh, well, they've said nothing for a very long time.
Well, okay, this study says, although there's no cure, there's nothing wrong with taking something to relieve your symptoms. And that's what a lot of these studies have not really gotten into, because you want to feel better. Okay, maybe NyQuil doesn't help anything, but it'll knock me out. I don't have to feel any pain. They say, though, the number one and two things for the common cold, ibuprofen, which is Motrin, right? It's Motrin, or acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, still one and two. I say Caldo and Vicks.
Okay.
My daughter was sick the other day. I made Carlos. She's like, Mom, thank you so much. I feel so much better. Right? Our daughter loved it.
On the flip side, you also have a husband who always complains about his tummy. So, you know, maybe the Carlos.
That doesn't have anything to do with Dana.
No. Oh, no.
Automatic complains about his knee, his head. Every day he sees some kind of commercial. So, oh, my God, I have atrial fibrillation. I don't even know what he's talking about half the time.
I'm a hypochondriac. I get it from my mom, okay?
Okay, anyway, what's the food news, DJ? Automatic.
To celebrate the holidays, since we're not doing that here because Dana's a Grinch and just being mean to everybody, Burger King is offering an advent calendar full of deals. Mm. So if you have the BK app, like on Fridays, they're going to have, you spend $1, you can have a free Whopper or a chicken sandwich.
I spend $1 and get a free Whopper?
Yes. On Wednesdays, they're going to always have $3 Whoppers. And then on Sundays, they're going to do free delivery. So
$3 Whoppers is a game changer.
That is.
That's like, that reminds me of when Wendy's did the Dollar Junior Bacon. That's $3 Whoppers, dog. Hello, bro.
I love the burgers from Burger King because they grill them.
Why don't we have an advent calendar? I used to love those things when I was little. Could you pop them open and get the little chocolates?
I don't even know what advent means.
It always just meant the chocolate candy calendar to me.
I don't know the definition of advent, dog. Oh,
I don't either.
Advent? Advent, yeah. It's a church thing. I know that.
It's not a church thing. Stop.
It's not?
Even more reason why I won't know.
Automatic's right. The first season of the Christian church.
There you go.
Boom.
Told
Look
you.
At that, dog. Smart.
I went to church a lot as a kid.
None of us heathens knew the exact definition.
I'm more of a spiritual person, if you ask me.
National Day, Anthony A. Right,
let's go ahead and start with National Ninja Day.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
You believe in those.
I do believe in ninjas.
We know a lot about ninjas.
Dude. There's a great ninja documentary on Netflix, Power of the Samurai. Watch it. All right, we also got National Bathtub Party. Hey, now.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Okay, not what I was thinking, but you know what? That works as well, too. And we'll wrap it up on International Volunteer Day. Get out there. Do
That's
something for your community.
Tis the season.
Yes, come on,
That's
baby.
That's what
come
it's
on.
All about. You know what?
It's Advent. Go do something.
Yeah.
If you have it, if you have the time, please take your kids with you to volunteer. It teaches them empathy. Empathy is something you learn, and you got to show your kids how to give back.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.